Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Bazia Schechter grew up in a large Hasidic family in Brooklyn, where Sabbath meals ended with hours of singing and banging on the table. As a teenager, she discovered Pink Floyd and The Doors. Then she traveled through Turkey and Africa, learning to play instruments like the marimba and the Arab oud. So when the time came to form her own band, Pharaoh's Daughter, Bazia decided to put all that music in. We'll talk to her about it in a moment, but first we'll hear the band playing live. The song is called Ka Ribon. It's from Pharaoh's Daughter and the new album Haran. Here's a live performance on Soundcheck.
Nicole Maya. Maya, Ova Dibutef, Simaya, Sharkadama Havaya.
That is called Karibon, live performance by the band Pharaoh's Daughter here in our soundcheck studio. It's an ancient Aramaic text, but original music by Bazia Schechter. Bazia, what was the decision behind choosing that particular text? What does it mean?
It's talking about the glory and of God, and it's a song that you sing on the Sabbath, and it goes deeply into the meaning of the Sabbath and the closeness that you can achieve by keeping the Sabbath. And actually, the text is also an acrostic. Each paragraph is started by the first letter, it's Yisrael ben Ajara. So it spells out the name of the author. And a lot of these texts are all done with an acrostic.
Huh. And is this still sung? Not to this tune, but is this
not
text
yet
still sung today in Aramaic?
Yeah. Almost every Orthodox community sings. There's about 20 known melodies, at least, of this same text.
Now, in addition, on the new record, Haran, in addition to singing in Aramaic, you also sing in Arabic, Biblical Hebrew, some English, Ladino, the language of the Sephardic Jews, Farsi. Why do all of this in the original languages? Wouldn't it be, easier to find an audience for this stuff if everything were translated into English?
I think the music dictates what language the songs should be in. I think a lot of times if you put these kind of melodies and you start singing in English, it just sounds like the cheesiest thing ever.
Mm.
And I think that's the transition I made from singing in English only. And then all of a sudden, every time I tried to sing in English, it sounded so awful. And so then all this text that I had memorized as a child started to just fit beautifully with the melodies that I was writing. And all these different melodies represent the different diasporas that the Jews traveled through the last 2,000 years. So they
North
lived.
Africa, the Near East,
exactly.
Mediterranean Basin, etc. New York.
Well, I don't have English, yeah.
Well, but you do sing. You have sung in English.
Oh, yeah. My English accent, my American accent.
Right. Do you consider this religious music?
I consider it sacred music in some way. That it's definitely important to me that music finds a zone and finds a place of meditation and a place that you can go deeply into who you are and into what you experience, and that experience is sacred. Religious is a hard.
Well, now you grew up in a religious house,
yes.
A religious family. What did they think when you started doing this sort of thing?
They were thrilled I was no longer singing about bad relationships, I think.
So they basically have accepted your career decision at this point.
Yeah, no, I think they're happy with, they love these texts and, it's close to their heart too, so.
Well, now you mentioned how the band, all these different threads follow the Jewish diaspora throughout the world. There is also on the new record a little bit of a West African influence. How does that weave itself in?
I spent some time in Morocco and in the desert overlooking the Sahara over the dunes. I was introduced to Oumou Sangare's music. And the combination
of the great Malian singer
and the combination of the nature that I was in and the sound of the melody, it just broke my heart, really. And I feel like the music from Mali breaks my heart all the time. It's just, it finds this one place, and I feel like it connects this one place in me that feels so deeply and so intensely.
Well, let's hear a little bit of how it actually plays out on the record on this track called Askinu.
Oh,
piece is called Askinu, and it features the sound of the West African lute harp, the instrument known as the kora, from the album Haran, the latest record by the band Pharaoh's Daughter. We're speaking with singer and oud player Bazia Schechter. What does Haran mean?
Haran is a road. It's a caravan route that's right in between Asia and Europe and the Middle East. And it's in eastern Turkey, exactly. And it represents for me, the place in between the old and the new, the ancient, the contemporary. It's a meeting ground.
The idea of the crossroads.
Yes, that's the word I was looking for.
Okay. Now, the band, Pharaoh's Daughter, they're all here in our studio playing tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
Saturday,
the 14th, 8 o'clock. At the Highline Ballroom. And the members of the band, not just including Bazia Schechter, but also Jason Lindner, who's on keyboards, Daphna Moore playing the ney, the flute, or the recorder, depending on the song, Meg Okora playing violin, Ori Sharlin the accordion, Yuval Lyon playing the drums, Matthias Kunzli the percussion, Shanir Blumenkranz, your dancing bass player. And so everybody's here and ready to play this next song called Hagar, which presumably is about the biblical figure from the story of Abraham and Sarah and Hagar. Okay. And sung in what language?
This is sung in biblical Hebrew.
Biblical Hebrew.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear another live performance from the band Pharaoh's Daughter here in our soundcheck studio.
Elayin Bamidbar Elayin Biderech Shor Hinecha Ravina Olad Tov and Lekara Shuvia.
That is called Hagar. It is a song from the band Pharaoh's Daughter, and while it appears on their new album, their fifth one called Haran, we've just heard a live performance here in our studio. Once again, the music composed by Bazia Schechter. And Bazia, you told us it was sung in biblical Hebrew.
Yes.
So you're using Hebrew to tell the story of Hagar, who is the mother of the Muslim nation, basically.
Exactly. This story actually appears in the Bible, in the Hebrew Bible, and it's a story that I never learned growing up. It was just never highlighted or never really looked at. And so when I looked at, I wrote the music one week, and I said, I started singing the word well, and it turned out that we read a biblical portion every week, and it turns out that this was the portion that was read this week, and it was this story, and I was like, wow, this story is amazing. And it's a story of Hagar talking to the angel of God, and the angel of God tells her that you're going to be giving birth to a great, great nation, mm-hmm. Yishmael, which means God's listening, but you have to go back to Sarah and resubmit
resubmit yourself to her will or whatever, because
exactly.
She is the wife of Abraham.
The oppression.
Bazia Schechter and the rest of Pharaoh's Daughter are performing Saturday night, July 14th at 8 p.m. at the Highline Ballroom. The new album's called Haran, and here's a little bit of it in the background to wrap up. Bazia, to you and the rest of the crew, thank you for trooping on in here and playing for us so beautifully today.
Thank you very much for having us.
Still to come, Wagner's operas known as The Ring Cycle. It's more than a monumental set of four works. We'll hear how it has permeated our culture from Star Wars to Bugs Bunny. In just a moment, this is Soundcheck.